Welcome to Word Magic, the podcast that explores how the energy of words can shape our lives, our work, and our self-worth. I'm Elena Lipson, your host and believer in the power of resonance over grammar. As a mom, a wife, and a copywriter with over 17 years of experience in the online digital marketing space, I've witnessed the transformative impact of well-chosen words. In marketing, the energy behind our words can either attract or repel potential clients. In our personal lives, words can deepen bonds or divide them. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and wordplay, and let's unlock the magic of language together. This is Word Magic with Elena Lipson, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's play. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute since I've recorded a new podcast because I've been working on so many things. I've been working on a new website, which is already at elenalipson.com. I've been putting together a workshop, monthly workshop plan, which has already begun. I am filling up my copy shop with some amazing resources for you, from templates to resources on prompts to recordings of workshops and so much more. So today I want to talk to you about Love, Hate, Create, why it's such an incredible little tool that I teach. I'm actually going to be teaching it as part of my next coming workshop, which is how to find your X factor so you can stand out and sell more. If you're listening to this today, the time of the recording, March 14th, you can still enroll all the way up to March 21st, the first day of spring. Awesome. And if you're listening to this afterwards, you can still catch the recording in my copy shop at elenalipson.com. So I want to share with you this. It's kind of like a messaging tool that I developed probably 8-9 years ago, and I've used it in workshops. I've used it to teach clients. I've used it to help you know what to say if you are a coach or a service provider, something that many people do in a way that allows you to be clear and compelling, to differentiate yourself as not just another life coach or a business coach or marketer, in a way that even if you don't have any copywriting skills, you can still say this and stand out, and you can really connect. For example, if you're at a networking meeting, if you're wanting to work with a copywriter or a coach to put together your website, if you are putting together a new offer, group coaching, or a course, or a digital product, this statement can help you get very clear on how to introduce yourself. It can also act as a filter for creating your content pillars, for creating content in general, and for storytelling. And it can also actually relax your nervous system because you don't have to worry about how to introduce yourself or talk about what you do. In fact, one of the things that is most frustrating for me as a copywriter is when someone comes to me and they just have no idea how to explain what they do, but I know that what they do is incredible because I can tell the kind of clients they've worked with, they've had testimonials, they have done all kinds of things that prove that their work is valuable, but they are not able to communicate it in a way that is beyond sort of the basics or just an echo chamber of everyone else in their particular industry. And it really speaks to knowing what your X factor is. And the X factor is the thing that makes you uniquely you, why you chose to do what you do. You have a story of why you became a coach or an accountant or a dancer, whatever it is that you do. You have a story of why you created this. Excuse me, I'm going to be taking my dog out for a little walk here. So just come with me for a minute. She's just like totally wanting to go, and I'm going to just take her out real quick, but we'll keep talking. So what makes you you is a thing that will inspire your future client to hire you. For example, when I hired my first accountant / CPA, I hired her because obviously she can do the job really well, no problem. That's a no-brainer. But she, when I met with her in her office, she was so engaging and funny, and I had such a great time with her. I knew that this is someone that I could feel very comfortable sharing my numbers with, my frustrations, my challenges, right? Because that's what happens when you have an accountant. You sort of have to peel back your curtain open your robe, open your kimono, as they say, and be really honest with them and share your vision, your dreams, share your, you know, if you didn't hit your numbers 1 month, like you're being pretty vulnerable with an accountant if you really think about it. But the same thing goes for a really good coach, right? You are going to want to be vulnerable with someone, and someone you can trust, someone you connect with, someone you resonate with. And that goes for hiring anyone, even hiring someone to come clean your house, right? You want to know that you connect with them as a person. Like, yes, multiple people can clean your house. Multiple people can clean your car. Multiple people can be your coach. But the reason why we end up hiring someone, if you really think about it, take time to think about the last time you hired someone who provides a service or even a product, you connected with them on some level, whether it was the way they communicated, whether it was their style, whether it was something you knew about them. Maybe someone referred you and told you something about them that you're like, oh yeah, I want to work with this person. Well, the same thing goes for you when a client wants to hire you. And if you are not able to articulate what you do in a compelling way, which is your messaging, this is your brand, right? You are going to just become part of the noise of everyone else. They're not going to remember you. So I don't know if you go to networking meetings. I go to them quite often and I get asked, what do you do? Which is just one of those questions that we just ask, right? What do you do? If you can't answer that in a way that generates curiosity and opens up a new conversation, they're just going to forget about you the second they turn away. Not even walk out the door, but they're just going to turn away, talk to someone else, and off you go. But if you can communicate what you do, why you do it, why you started doing it, all like in a very short, concise, compelling way, which I'm going to teach you how to do in just a minute. I'm going to share with you this formula. You're going to lose a lot of potential clients. You're going to lose potential referrals, and you're going to be very frustrated because knowing that you're good at what you do, but just being unable to explain it in a way that is compelling and invite someone to say, ooh, I want to know more. Can I book a session with you? Or can we have like a discovery call? Or, you know, how can I get in contact with you? So this happens when you can be compelling in a way that is very clear. So the formula that I have worked with and I have taught others to do, which can feel quite honestly awkward to use at first because it's not how we speak in normal daily language, but it is very important. When I teach this in my workshop, which I will be teaching as part of the three-step process to finding your X factor in my upcoming workshop, I teach a very short version of it so that you can just say it in a few seconds. And then I teach you a longer version of it that really brings in your expertise, brings in your status of having had amazing clients and being able to talk about it in a way that shows that even if you've been doing what you do for a short amount of time, that you have the skill set that this person should invest in if it's the right fit. So what is this? It's called the love, hate, create, or love, frustration, creation. And the way I teach it, which I'll be teaching in a very simple step-by-step way in the workshop, but I just want to give you a preview of like, what is this? And then you can take it and run with it, do it yourself if you want to, or if you want my help with it during this upcoming workshop, you can check the link below or head over to my Instagram where there's a link in my bio directly to the workshop or the recording of the workshop, whichever, just depending on when you're listening to this. So love, hate, create. What it does is it automatically brings the question of what is it that you love about what you do, right? What is it that you, that really lights you up? Like, what is that thing? For example, if you're a coach, which a lot of my listeners, clients are coaches, spiritual coaches, business coaches, who need to be able to describe what they do that helps you stand out from all of the other spiritual coaches who talk about their work in a very similar way. And I've talked about this before on a recent story where when clients come to me, they're all using pretty much the same words about, you know, spiritual coaching, heart-centered, aligned, embodied, and authentic, and all those things, which are decent words. There's nothing wrong with those words. But if you can't stand out, then there's not going to be any reason why someone should hire you versus the other next spiritual coach that's on their timeline, right? Or on their post or in their feed. So when I teach you how to create the love-hate or love-hate create or love-frustration creation process, it automatically questions your sort of mind into really highlighting what it is that you love about your work. So if you're a coach, you say like, I love that moment when I'm working with a client and I see that light bulb go off and they have that moment of like, oh my gosh, I have been totally seeing this in a different way. And now I can see because of the questions you asked me how I can just reframe this, right? Like that moment. And the part about what you get frustrated by allows you to point out not so much the pain points, but sort of the reason why it's compelling for someone to work with you so they can avoid this, right? So you can say like if you're a really great example is if you're like a money coach or an accountant or someone who works with women who deal with money and wealth and that kind of stuff. You can say like, I love helping women in business or coaches or whoever your clients are. You have to know exactly who your clients are. I love helping women who to think about money in their lives and in bank account differently. And then you would say, I get so frustrated when I hear women saying I'm not good with money, or I don't know how to, you know, what I would do if I made, like, I want to make $10,000 a month, but I just don't know if I can sustain it, or all kinds of things come up. And the third part is, so I created this way of helping women to think about wealth building differently on a generational scale and using simple frameworks and techniques that I've developed, right? So you can start seeing how it actually allows you to speak to what it is that you love about what you do, and it allows you to say who you work with. But it does it in a kind of a storytelling way, which really connects to people's, sorry for the background noise. I have three dogs and they all want to go out at the same time. It allows you to really say what you love in a storytelling kind of way, which we love to hear. We love for when you talk about yourself in a way that is compelling and makes it more of a unique experience to talk with you. So you don't just say I'm a money coach. You basically share what you love about being a money coach, who you work with, what kind of things they're struggling with, and then what you can do to help, all in like a 15 second quickie statement. That's this really cool process that I take you through. And you can take what I taught you right now and definitely do it yourself. But this is just one of the things that I'll be talking about in my upcoming workshop. Oh my gosh, my dogs are now following me around the house. Okay, we're going to wrap up here in a minute, but I wanted to just give you this understanding of one of the elements that we're going to be copying, or not copying, we're going to be working on in my upcoming workshop called the X Factor, or Uncover, Reveal, Activate Your X Factor so you can stand out and sell more. Because if you cannot put into words what it is that you do, again, in a clear, compelling way that differentiates you and shows the uniqueness of you, and there's two other elements we're going to be talking about is a three-step framework. And one of those is really bringing your personality to the forefront. Because again, how many coaches are there? Millions. I looked up hiring a copywriter on Google and it was something like 3 million results. So that gives me the understanding that if I want to find the people who resonate with me, I have to show up as the most me. What does that mean? That's what I'll be teaching you in the workshop coming up. But I would love to hear from you. If you do play with this love, hate, create, or love, frustration, creation framework, I would love to hear your version of it. You can tag me on Instagram, send me a DM, give me your version. And the cool thing about this upcoming workshop is that there's going to be about 45 to 60 minutes of teaching. And then there's going to be about a 30 to 45 minute Q&A hot seat section where I will help you refine and crystallize your X factor statement in a way that you can literally like go to a networking breakfast the next day, record a live, post a story, send an email, and really share what it is that you love to do, what lights you up about it, who you work with, and what you've created to support this person in a very clear, compelling, concise way that will help you to stand out and not just sound like every single other coach, service provider, course creator out there. All right, that's it for today. My dogs are now going to go on strike if I don't walk them. So thanks for being here today. This is a short and sweet one. Again, if you have any questions, please send me a DM at Elena_Lipson, and I will see you for the next episode, which I promise will not be 3 months from now. I'm getting back into the rhythm of this. I have a lot more key takeaways. I have a lot more processes and frameworks to share with you to help you take what you do, explain it in a clear, compelling way, and to become magnetic to your ideal clients so that they know exactly what you do, how you can help them, and that you're the right person to do that so you can make more money and live that rich, wonderful, generous, aligned life. And if you have any questions, please do find me on Instagram. All right, have an amazing day, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening. And if you want to learn more about working with me to either get my eyes on your copy, to create new copy to support your launches, email, evergreen funnels, or more, please visit me at Elena_Lipson on Instagram. You'll see all my latest offers, my latest workshops, and just go ahead and connect. Let me know how you like this episode and feel free to slide into my DMs. Thanks so much and have an incredible, magical day.